The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Imperial Pool and Spas, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Hallman Realtor at Reinhardt Realty, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning, and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. My name's Steve Crum, my co-host David Rector. Just happened to get back from vacation from last week. And one thing I meant to ask you about, you take vacation all week last week, and then I call you on Monday and you're playing golf.
I was actually not playing golf. I was doing a golf match.
You said you were at the golf course. I assumed you were playing golf.
What's funny is Steve called me about 11 o'clock Tuesday, and he was going to talk to me about something. I said, hang on a minute, I'm on number 3. I can't talk right now. He's like, you're playing golf. I'm like, no, I'm not playing.
I said I'm just
messing with you.
I need to change jobs. Yeah, so anyway, yeah. Good time?
Yeah, had a good time on vacation.
Got the batteries recharged.
Yeah, it rained about every day sometime during the day when I was gone here and where I was. So it was kind of, mostly when I was at the beach, it rained at night, so it wasn't too bad. But
yep, we did have a little bit of rain.
We kind of flipped the switch this week. We didn't have hardly any rain, so it's kind of got dry again now.
Well, we could use a little rain, but it doesn't look, I don't think they're calling for any next few days.
Nope. I've had to run my irrigation a little bit at my house. So.
But that hurricane hitting New Orleans might make its way up here.
Yeah, we got another one of those. It's been kind of active.
Yeah, what I loved last night, they talked like this is a major hurricane. It was a Category 3, and I guess they forgot about Katrina. You know, embezzle it to death. And
they're very excited about it.
Yeah. If it doesn't happen, they get disappointed. I'm going, wait a minute. But anyway. Anyway, we're here every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 on Facebook Live at 10 to 11 on WRHI, EM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. You get to do it later.
Oh,
he's getting good at it.
Yeah, let me do that.
Yeah, he's getting good at it.
WRHI, established in 1944. Mm-hmm. Add that in there.
Believe it or not. Speaking of established, Rolling Hills got a birthday coming up this week.
That's right.
September 1st, Wednesday, we'll be 41 years old. Tommy put the first plants in the ground the Saturday of Labor Day weekend in 1979.
Where at?
Where we're at now.
Oh, you put them in the ground at the nursery. I thought you meant at somebody's house.
No, put them in the ground at the nursery. He put 50 red tips in the front field. And that's how we started, $50, believe it or not.
How about that, a dollar a piece?
Yeah, you can't do that nowadays. HOAs won't let you grow plants in your backyard anymore.
Yeah.
But that's how it started. And he was working for Turtle Creek Nursery up in Mooresville, North Carolina, which he had to do an internship out of school, and Larry hired him full-time after he graduated. So Larry quit landscaping in 79. So we'd go plant trees on night and on the weekends, and we got up enough money to put some plants in the field down here. And then we started rooting azalea cuttings in the backyard. We had 50,000 little azaleas in pint pots, and we'd bring them down here on Saturdays and sell them. So
now you had that whole piece of land then, or what'd you have then?
The land was our mother's.
Okay.
She inherited it in 74 when my granddaddy died. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, there was a cotton field there.
Okay.
Yeah, my uncle told my cousin and I that he'd buy us a coke if we picked a bale of cotton. Well, we had no idea that a bale of cotton was 2,000 pounds.
That's a lot of cotton.
It's a lot of cotton. I think I was 5 and Bear was 6 or something like that. So we worked until we were... fingers were bleeding and didn't have 5 pounds worth of cotton. But anyway, when she inherited, we actually, our dad's family's got a farm, which we part own now, over in Richmond County. Mm-hmm. And that's a cool story there. All my life, it was 333 acres in God's country. He made him forget all about it because it's 12 miles to the nearest traffic light. It's 30 miles to the nearest grocery store. So Rhonda would never agree to move down there.
Yeah.
Anyway, they've been growing timber on it all these years, so we Told my uncle finally got a convinced we needed to survey it because it had never been surveyed ever. From the 1800s, it had never been surveyed. Ended up costing us $14,000 to get this place surveyed because it had never been surveyed. Mm-hmm. And the oak tree at the fork of the creek is no longer there. The stack of rocks on the northwest corner is no longer there. So, it was, but it grew. It went from 333 acres to 349 acres.
There you go.
But at the time, it was called Rolling Hills Farm. So they part of the family wanted us to put the nursery over there. Mm-hmm. My mom wanted us to put it in Rock Hill. Well, I-77 won because of the close proximity to Charlotte. That was the difference. And we took the name from the other place, and it's not even called that now. That's where Rolling Hills Nursery came from, was the family farm. So to keep peace in that side of the family. So.
Nice.
But anyway, she leased it to us, and at the beginning when we were struggling basically to pay the taxes and insurance on it, and then later we paid her a little more. And she bought some, and we bought some, and then when she passed away, I guess when our dad passed away in 96, I settled probate in 97. The three of us, we got a sister up in Raleigh that she owns.
That's right.
Of the
land. I keep forgetting too. About her.
Yeah. Yeah, she got the brains and the looks. She's a mechanic.
Bring her on the radio one day.
She'd do it, but I don't know if I can get her down here that long or not. But I'll get her up that early in the morning.
I'd like to hear some stories from Steve Crump's sister. Wouldn't that be interesting?
She don't know many because she's 8 years younger than I am.
She knows some stuff. We have to do like a two-part show.
I can tell some stories on her.
We need to get
Yeah.
I tried to get her to come this morning, but she said she hadn't had a shower and she wasn't dressed. I said, nobody will know but Clay and Debbie and David.
Yeah.
I forgot about Matt. So. And I can't forget about Matt. Matt rescued us last week.
Yeah.
We had all kinds of technical issues, and the man came through in the clutch. He and Mr. Stone. But anyway, back to the story. We were paying her like they were paying us now, so he stayed in the That tract of land my granddaddy and Mr. Helsebeck next door bought in 1961, where my house is on West Oak over there. My granddaddy and great-granddaddy bought neighboring farms in 1917.
Oh.
And my granddaddy bought out his 10 brothers and sisters in 1934, which is, considering it was the middle of the Depression, that was a major feat. But it's been in the family 100 years now, so I told them after 100 years, all bets are off. Whoever comes in with enough zeros in front of the decimal point, we'll see you later. And get the keys today. I mean, I don't even want any of the paperwork. Okay.
Good story, man.
That was a quick preeling of money.
Yeah.
We'll be right back to the garden.
This Saturday's outdoor extravaganza at Nichols Store has something for the entire family. And to make sure you don't miss out on any of it, Interstate 107 will be on hand, broadcasting live from 11 until 2, talking to everyone we can about what's on hand to see and do. See you Saturday at Nichols Store.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This real estate market is hot, so don't wait on the sidelines. Get in the game while you can get top dollar for your home. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman, and I can go the extra yard helping you buy or sell your home. Contact me at Brenda.ReinhartRealty.com.
This is Steve Crump. For all your plant needs, come by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping and see our large selection of plants to beautify your landscape and home. For over 40 years, our plants have been in constant production, supplying York County with landscape-quality plants, bushes, trees, climatized for our area. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 9 to 3 p.m. Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
This is Debbie from Southern Salads. Score big points with your tailgate spread from Southern Salads this fall. Choose from four styles of barbecue, chicken salad, pimento cheese, meat and cheese trays, and other homemade favorites to complete your lineup. Southern Salads, your home for the best homemade chicken salad.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited.
They say early birds get the worm, but not always. Several birds, like goldfinches, cardinals, and robins, are late nesters. So fill your feeders for them and their hatchlings from Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Okay, we're back to the gardener's bench. Mr. Rector and I are going to thrill you and entertain you here in a few minutes, but we've got a very special guest today, a good friend, both of them, and it's Mr. Clay Henderson and Debbie Henderson from Southern Salads and Sandwiches, who are happen to be a sponsor of our broadcast, and we're very thankful for that. Yeah, give them the applause. Where's the applause meter? Yeah, there we go. Yeah, and we do appreciate it. Thank you very much. I say Clay first, but only that's because C becomes a 4D. I know better. I know who the boss is. Yeah.
Well, we're thankful to be a part of it. Y'all are great.
We try to have fun. I had one man tell us, y'all seem to have too much fun. Nobody should have that much fun. I know.
Is that possible?
No. Yeah. No.
I was really nervous about it at first, and then I realized, I'm sitting down talking to David and Steve.
Really?
That's all. I mean, my goodness.
You don't see everybody else.
And then I got to meet Matt, too. Heck, it's all right.
Oh, Matt and Stone Man are our lifelines around here now. If it wasn't for them, we'd be sitting at home sleeping. Well, you wouldn't. You'd be at work
terrible.
Now. I'd still be sleeping. But we don't open till 9 on Saturdays. But anyway. Off air, we were talking. You're still having a few little help issues at times, but everybody seems to be, me included.
Yeah, so, everybody is. It's determined they're going to make it back around, aren't they?
I'm telling you. It really beats anything I've ever seen, but, you know, we won't get into the politics of it on this show, but
seems like the people that are working like 60, 70 hours a week. People working 2 and 3 jobs and some working none. So.
Our problem this past week was we were talking about is just family emergencies that people have and when you're shorthanded to begin with and one person calls out. You're done.
Well, 2 weeks ago, I had one of my ladies, she come running off at school calling her son had gotten hurt. So, guess what? She got a car and left.
Yeah.
You know? I won't go argue with her.
No, of course not.
Yeah, he was okay, thank the Lord. Yeah. It happens. You know?
It does.
Well, I blame all this. We'll get political for 1 second. I blame it all on Donald Trump. Because back in 4 or 5 years ago, when we first started had a problem, there are literally more jobs than there are people to fill them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, I can get laborers. My problem is getting somebody trained or knowledgeable or they can, you don't have to tell to come out of the rain kind of thing.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And finding a driver's license in this county is like pulling teeth. They pull in, I don't have a license. Well, you drove. Well, I had to get here. I'm going, okay. I'll get one when I get a job.
We'll get some of those. Can you get? Oh yeah. I got no problem getting to work. Somebody will bring me. No.
And then the first week they're out 3 days because they couldn't get a ride.
Oh, somebody was late and this and that.
Yeah, I run into that too. Pitiful. So we've kind of got to get down to. Well, Tommy and I were talking to a gentleman this week who used to be a headhunter before he retired up north and moved down here. You know, he recruited people for companies. The problem now, young people under 25 don't know how to work. They've never done it. No. So the first year, you teach them how to work. The second year, you teach them the job, and then they quit.
Yeah. Somebody will pay them 50 cents more an hour.
A quarter, 50 cents more an hour, and they're gone.
Well, a lot of them don't want to work outside either. Conditions
is cold. Part of it. All they've ever done is sit on the couch and play video games.
All kind of stuff going on, so it's not the most glamorous job, but there's got to be some younger people out there.
There are some. I've got some good. Now, don't get me wrong. I got some good people.
Yeah.
But there's got to be more out there that's going to take it on.
I got the best people I've ever had, but I need more of them.
Makes you really thankful for the ones that
it does. It does.
It's amazing how you depend.
And it's not just us; it's every business in the state having the same issues. And you know, I don't want somebody that's basically functionally illiterate going out there butchering on somebody's $200 Japanese maple tree.
Yeah, that's a representation of your company.
They can do a lot of damage in a hurry if you're not careful. So. Yeah. But like I say, we got some good people. We do a good thing. But anyway, the name Rolling Hills started in 1982 when we incorporated in the great state of South Carolina, because we were in North Carolina, but we were working down here. And to incorporate in South Carolina back then, you had to have 3 officers. It couldn't be 2. It had to be 3. And you had to have $1,000 in assets, $500, which had to be cash in a banking institution in the great state of South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know any banks in Rock Hill. I mean, So I rode by the old village square. And the C&S Bank was there on the corner, and that's the bank I chose. Yeah. Well, that's the only one I remembered, you know.
Yeah.
And it lasted there a few years, and then went Rock Hill Bank and Trust, Rock Hill National Bank, and met you shortly thereafter.
Yep.
Yeah. And that was in the early 80s. So
I loved Rock Hill National Bank.
It was great. Wasn't
it? Yeah, it truly was.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, we're back again. We're rolling through this thing. So
what? We're flying this morning.
We're going to be right back with the gardener's bench.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Let us improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and UV products that kill viruses and help your family breathe better, healthier air.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Bioguard makes pool care a cinch with simple systems broken down into 3 easy steps. This is Barrett Elder. Following our simple program, you can sanitize and kill bacteria and destroy contaminants using algicide to stop the algae.
See us in Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Looking for that special plant for your fall landscaping? Come by and see some of our new plant varieties as well as the old reliables. Give us a call today at 329-1080. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
With Matt's cool selection of music today, we need to party at the Rector household again.
One a lot of variety. I like it. We're going all over the place.
We'll bring Matthew in as the DJ.
Yeah. We can do that.
But you can't get tore up like you did last time I was there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either.
That's his point.
This guy continually try to beat this drum on this show.
Well, Clay and I have had a few nights where I didn't remember much.
I'm trying to be like Steve back in the Thursday days.
Oh, the worst was Clay closed down Curly's, and we were sitting there shooting the breeze, and the phone rang. It was Debbie. It's 5:30 in the morning, and I had to be at work at 8.
That was pretty bad.
that was real bad. That wasn't pretty bad. That was real bad. But anyway, how's everything besides lack of help in the sandwich business?
We're good. We've been really busy this past week. And you get stuck with, I need more help. But I'm so busy, I don't have time to worry about it. Yep. So that's fine. And now we've gotten used to being there at 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the morning again. So
getting ready
for
the day.
So it's good. We had 4 caterings last Saturday, I believe. Mm. And then 2 or 3 more this past week. We've been doing pretty good.
It's good to come in early and get prepared and get ahead of things. When I come into work a little bit later, it just seems like it just snowballs and you can't get control of it. And It's going to be that way to 5:30. It's like,
do you react instead of proact?
Yeah.
And that sucks.
Yeah, by 9 o'clock, you feel like you've had your whole day already.
It's 5:30 at 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Been there and done that one too.
Yeah.
Well, these two guys work too. They don't just own a restaurant. They're in there slaving away.
We do work pretty good.
Now, Clay's out there talking, chit-chatting with people, and Debbie's back there.
But see, I thought it was the other way around.
That's the way it's supposed to be, but yeah. Debbie says, oh, no, I've got something to do. You need to go talk.
I came in there the other day, and Clay was talking to some man, and he said, I don't see that on the menu anymore. And he said, well, you can still order it. And
the pasta, yeah, the black and chicken pasta. That's right.
So then they called me out there. Did you see that? Yeah, they called me out there. I said, it's right there.
Yeah. Where were me at? We can't find stuff.
You did redo the menu board a little bit, so I had to look. I'm not used to looking. I'm used to glancing.
Well, see, and I don't ever look at it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that was – who was that?
I don't know. He looked familiar, but when I was sitting there talking to him.
I was too busy.
Yeah.
Doing everything else. She does stay busy. I wouldn't want to expedite food out there. No, as busy as we are. We had an old manager come by and see us, Kristen, who we just love.
I remember Kristen.
And she was back there doing something, and I had to expedite for some reason. Everybody just left, and I had to expedite the food, you know, check it and make sure it was all right. Well, I don't do it like everybody else does. And Kristen remembers how I did it, and she just leaned against the wall and watched me and laughed and had fun while everybody else's mouth dropped to the floor. Yeah. Because I want to know where I need my stuff. Where's that? Let's go.
Yeah.
Come
chop,
on.
Chop.
I got customers waiting. Come on. They're paying your salary.
Exactly.
Let's go.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
What are we, Matthew? 3 weeks into football now?
2 weeks.
2 weeks into high school football, which if you hadn't heard, there was an amazing schedule last night. I mean, it was all over the place. But anyway, does that help or hurt you on Friday nights with football games? Or is it more college games or pro games? Or
I would say it's more college. Usually, especially when it's home South Carolina games, because it's only an hour away. You know, Clemson fans, they've got quite a drive. So we don't get as many as them coming to purchase when, you know, because they've got so far to go. But when there's a home game at South Carolina, and beach trips. I mean, you know, people start picking stuff up Wednesday night so that when they get off work noon on Friday, they're out of here.
They're ready to go.
Yeah.
And they got it all packed up.
Absolutely.
In the cooler. And ready.
And we've got Labor Day coming up next week.
Yep.
Yeah. Get in there early.
Yeah.
Are y'all going to be open during Labor Day?
We actually are. The Fort Mill store will be closed on Monday. Both stores, we're going to close them at 3 o'clock on Saturday because by 3 o'clock on Saturday, everybody's at the beach or at the pool or wherever they're going to be on the lake. But the Rock Hill store will be open on Monday on Labor Day till 3 o'clock for those last minute, you know, oh, I got everything ready and I don't have any potato salad or whatever the case may be. Or people working or they forgot that there was a holiday and they need to come get some barbecue or chicken salad. And, absolutely. We'll be ready for them. So.
I'm thinking about this closing.
Are you off on Labor Day, Steve?
No.
Come on.
Labor Day, you're supposed to labor.
That's right.
Come on, man.
Thank you. That's the
Memorial Day is different. Landscapers usually have to work Memorial Day. There's no choice. But Labor Day, you're worn out in August. It's hot. You need a day off. Just take it off.
My daddy would climb out of his grave and whip my backside on Labor Day. Labor Day is a union holiday.
Saturday, you didn't know my daddy. You going to be open next Saturday?
Yeah, of course. Another day of the week.
Carolina Fresh will not be open.
Really?
You're going to take a whole long weekend,
next
huh?
Saturday and Monday.
Oh,
and the Monday's Labor Day, so yeah.
Well, you know, we were talking about being shorthanded. We could use some help.
I could bring all my people and help.
There you go.
And bring them up there and let them learn how to make sandwiches.
That's right.
I'm going to find out what y'all put on that pasta because I ate at your place twice last week. So one time for lunch, one time for dinner. So we had some friends coming over, and my wife ordered, I think it was four orders of that pasta. And we got there, and that stuff just seemed like it grew and grew. We ate and ate and ate no more. Me and my wife, it's enough for me and my wife to split one usually. But it's a helping, it's a heaping helping. So,
well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It's very good. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, see, people work in the yard Saturday, but they have to leave early to go buy Southern Salads before they close at 3 o'clock.
That's right.
But I close at 3 o'clock, too, so that would be a bad day.
They can hit us on the way to you.
Well, better get ready for either Friday or Saturday, because, you know, Clemson plays Georgia and Charlotte.
Saturday. There. So now it's going to be nice and close. That'll be great.
Now you can cater to
my Clemson fans.
They still love you, Clemson fans.
we do love you.
We do. I have some.
I may have to come help you after the show next week.
But you say that, you know, Ben and Pat played at Northwestern in 2010 when they went undefeated and won the championship. And Tommy and Rhonda was working at Kmart, if you remember, mm-hmm. since she wasn't available. Her little part-time job for 3 weeks that lasted 5 years. Well, I think I'm going to quit. I thought she already had. But anyway, we used to go by the old place down at the BP station before the games or after the game, but usually before the game because you closed at 9, I think, if I remember back then. And usually we didn't get out of the stadium till 9 o'clock or later. So.
Yeah.
But we go by there about every time before every game and eat before we went to the football game. I didn't know if people still did that or not. So.
Some. Yeah. I have to be honest. I'm usually so busy. I'm not out front.
You don't really know.
Yeah. Mm. That would be Debbie.
He got lost the other day. He wandered out there and what's going on.
I got. I seemed like 5 people that I enjoyed seeing all at once. I was like, oh, see, this is what this is supposed to be.
That's what I miss sometimes. I get buried up there on my desk and don't get to interact with people. And that's what you enjoy. Both of y'all enjoy interacting with people. But it's, all of us do.
Mm-hmm. We do. As much as we don't admit it, we do. Yeah.
That's part of the business. Now, Steve's looking confused over there. He's like, I don't know about all people.
He knows he loves people.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back to the gardener's home.
So you feel more at ease here, and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table and put a box.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This real estate market is hot, so don't wait on the sidelines. Get in the game while you can get top dollar for your home. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman, and I can go the extra yard helping you buy or sell your home. Contact me at Brenda.ReinhartRealty.com.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
This is Debbie from Southern Salads. Score big points with your tailgate spread from Southern Salads this fall. Choose from 4 styles of barbecue, chicken salad, pimento cheese, meat and cheese trays, and other homemade favorites to complete your lineup. Southern Salads, your home for the best homemade chicken salad.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. They say early birds get the worm, but not always. Several birds, like goldfinches, cardinals, and robins, are late nesters. So fill your feeders for them and their hatchlings from Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough-cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Fall is here, and it's time to get back into the woods.
To get ready, get to the 2021 Outdoor Extravaganza this Saturday at Nichols Store. More than 20 reps will be on hand demonstrating features and answering questions about Traeger grills, Benchmade knives, Vortex optics, Drake and Nomad clothing, and Sporting Clays, to name a few. Nichols Store will have special store-wide and lots of samples off their outdoor grills. The Outdoor Extravaganza is something you don't want to miss. So mark it down this Saturday at Nichols Store, I-77, exit 73. Rock Hill.
Hey, in the city, on the streets where once was pitted, Mr. Blue, sky is living in the day. Hey,
And we're back to the gardener's bench. We ain't talked much about grass or plants. We've talked about. We really ain't talked much about sandwiches or salads either.
But we've enjoyed it. That's what we're here for. Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you guys, what should people be doing to get ready for the fall? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of maintenance and stuff that they should be doing and coming to you and getting.
Is this a good time to plant?
But do the grass thing first.
Grass thing, the poor fescue, August is probably the worst month for fescue. It's just hot. It's beat up from the summer. You got weeds in there, so you can start cleaning up the weeds, spraying some stuff on there, getting rid of them.
Brown patch from all the rain.
Yeah, all that stuff. So you're getting ready to aerate and seed and all coming up in the probably mid to late September, depending on when the weather kind of cools off. So the Bermuda and all the zoysias and all of them are just, they're just looking beautiful right now. They love this heat and, 72 in the morning and 90 during the day. They love that. And you're almost done fertilizing them, though, because they're almost kind of trying to put the brakes on going into fall. You don't want them growing too actively.
No,
right,
nitrogen.
Now, so, you kind of, on the zoysia, we put an iron product, kind of like ironite, something like that. We sell a 6-1-11. Just to keep it a little bit green.
It greens it up, yeah.
It's kind of sliding in the fall. But fescue is time to just renovate, spray, just clean up your yard, get the beds cleaned out, and then get ready for aerating and seeding coming up. Mm-hmm. And seed prices have gone through the roof this year, but our bag of Carolina Blue is going to be about $30 more a bag this year, just based on. But I know that's not shocking because
Everything
else has gone up. So,
bottom line is they can make more money growing corn on the land than they can grass seeds. So guess what they're growing?
basically what happened, to be honest with you.
Well, and don't they say, Steve, that this is the time that you should be planting your shrubs and trees and stuff so that the roots can take? And is that a wives' tale? Or
that's kind of a wise tale. But back to the grass real quick. One thing you got to watch out for if you go overseed fescue, don't put down pre-emergent.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, I've had a guy.
Pre-emergent lasts for about 2 months, and if you put the pre-emergent, throw your seed on it, it's going to lay there.
It's not going to germinate. But Debbie, ideally, we're a big proponent of fall planting, always have been for 40 years. And fall is for planting used to be the slogan way back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And they tried to get a tax passed on nursery pots, and it failed, so they dropped it all like a hot potato. But we say October to March is ideal time. A lot of people won't do it because the weather's so bad in the winter. But here, the ground doesn't freeze very deep. I mean, we've gone out 21-degree weather for a week and planted trees all week because it only freezes an inch or two deep.
Mm-hmm. We haven't had any cold weather like that lately.
Mm-mm. It's been a couple
five
years.
Or 6 years, really.
Here in South Carolina and York County, we've got a 12-month planting season. You can plant any time. In the summer, you've got to give it a little more care than you do. You've got to give it care any time you plant anything for the first two growing seasons. It's not I'm going to plant it in October and then not worry about it ever again. It doesn't work that way. Nationwide, and I've told David this before, and I might have said it on air, the average for replacements or losing plants is about 10%. The way we do it with the bed preparation and everything else, we're down to less than half of 1%.
Wow.
And that's been going on now for quite a while, for many years. I mean, we found a winning combination, and we stick with it. But it's kind of like the grass. The bed preparation is everything. Mm. Kind of like a sandwich. You start with good ingredients, you end up with a good product.
Right.
You cut corners in the beginning, you got a problem in the end.
You can tell it in the end, yes.
Trees, container trees, you can plant 12 months a year. It's not a problem because you're not damaging the root system. Now, what we call field-grown or B&B trees, where we go out in the field and dig a tree up and relocate it, the numbers say wait till October. Because in October, they drop their leaves, and then you have about a 95% success rate. If you do it now in the heat of the summer and all that, you can do it, but you got to take extra procedures to keep them from losing all their moisture and all that. It's about 75%.
Wow.
So 20% difference, we just wait till October. Yeah. And right now, it didn't matter whether they'd have to wait till October anyway. But, you know, people have been very patient the last 4 years. But see, all this for us started 5 years ago. It didn't start with just COVID. This has been going on a while. And it's anything, well, even grass, it doesn't matter. Anything you plant, you got to really maintain it for a couple of years. And even after that, if we get a real dry spell or something like that, you probably need to check the water on them and all that. Dogwoods especially. Last year, I guess it was, we had a lot of old dogwoods bite the bullet. And it was just people just ignored them and it finally caught up with them. But,
it's a good time to go through your irrigation system now just to make sure heads are working. And they're made out of plastic. They don't last forever. And just because you have an irrigation system, you do have to maintain it and do things. And
yeah, and it's really not that hard anymore because after the last drought in 2008, believe it or not, it's been that long since we had water restrictions. Yeah. And it seems like it was yesterday, but it's been 13 years. But the push was more to drip irrigation instead of the spray heads. So most people don't even have the sprinkler heads anymore on the shrub. They have it on grass, but not on the shrub. Yeah. So that little tubing they put down or we put down, it don't take much to cut it. Rabbits, rats, anything.
Rats.
I even had a chicken. The guy that one of my former employees rents the mobile home next to my house from us, and he's got chickens. And I went out there one day, and the chickens were pecking at the irrigation line. And they pecked holes all in that thing. I guess we're trying to get to the water in it. Well,
good water for them.
But I never thought of chickens messing up my irrigation. But anyway, anything can happen in South Carolina. You know, I think.
Okay.
Okay. Matthew's giving me the signal again. And we're going to be right back to the garden.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
See Imperial Pool and Patio for a full line of BioGuard pool accessories. This is Kevin Ice. See us about our easy three-step sanitizing program and start enjoying a pool full of sparkling blue water all the time.
Imperial Pool and Spas in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
This is Steve Crum. For all your plant needs, come by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping and see our large selection of plants to beautify your landscape and home. For over 40 years, our plants have been in constant production, supplying York County with landscape-quality plants, vigorous trees, climatized for our area. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 9 to 3 p.m. Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. They say early birds get the worm, but not always. Several birds, like goldfinches, cardinals, and robins, are late nesters. So fill your feeders for them and their hatchlings from Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine.
Okay, Matthew's giving me the signal there, but you hit the music on me there a little bit. Messed me up. You're not supposed to do that anymore.
Supposed to wear your headphones, too.
Yeah, I'm supposed to put my headphones on. And I'm getting old and can't remember stuff. You
that's know? Why That's why my job's so fun here. You getting older and not remembering, it's more fun for me.
Yeah, you can make it up and he will not.
Boy, just remember, on the best day, the best day of your life, you'll still be second best.
Steve forgot more about landscaping than I ever knew.
Probably. I used to be serious about it. Now I'm having fun.
After a while, I'm having fun. Enjoy it. What the heck?
And we got, and you mentioned the people before, but I like the people. I just don't like big doses of them anymore. I used to love people. And
yeah, so when you come to Steve's store, just line up in a single file line. Come in one at a time, please.
We kind of accept
how are you today?
We do. Tommy's gotten more social and I've gotten less social. It used to be the other way around. Yeah. So
you can't put too many people in that office now. Unless you're lucky you didn't build that big store now. So.
Well, we are because we're on the downhill slide now and nobody would want the property with a big building, fancy building on it. It's worth more without the building than it was with. Yeah. Now, it kind of hurt my feelings back in the 80s when the county threw all this stuff on us. It's going to cost us another $150,000, and we didn't have $150,000 back then. But, barely do now.
Yeah. I remember I was in that office on September 11th. Remember that? I came over that morning, and that's when we sat there and watched your little TV and watched the September 11th. I was with Steve, and we were watching all
that.
That's
a 20-year anniversary for that.
Yep, 20-year anniversary. Big anniversaries this month.
I was down back coming up the hill, and Mr. Jerry Sutton came. He was working part time with that's Kevin's dad.
Ah, okay.
He came around the corner and he said, "You're not going to believe this." And said, "The planes crashed into the towers." So we went in the office, started watching, and you showed up shortly after that. That's right. I forgot about that.
Anniversary of that this month. Yeah. Anniversary of Southern Salads this month, 17 years.
Yeah.
Our anniversary this month.
Yeah.
We've been married too long.
Over
20.
Married, 22 years.
Feelings.
22 years.
She puts up with a lot. I must be honest.
All I remember, it was either before midnight or after midnight on Sunday of Labor Day weekend. I don't remember the date.
The 19th and the
20th. Yeah.
So, because Russell was going, he wanted to do the wedding, and he got caught in an airport in Chicago, so we got married right at midnight.
Did you?
I thought you were waiting on.
I have 2 days that I got.
No, Heidi was there.
Not Heidi.
The ceremony started on the 19th, ended on the 20th.
Yep.
She lived up there near Pitt Village.
I've never heard that before.
2 days.
Y'all grew up with her. She dated Russell a while.
Charlene. Yes.
I thought she was in Mexico or somewhere, and you were waiting on her to get back.
No, we were waiting on
Russell.
Yeah. And he and bless his heart, he still didn't do his job right. I had it planned where he brought in one of those invisible ink pens. So when I signed it, my name went away. But no, he brought just a regular old ink pen. And
I'm sure you didn't want to mess around after having to do a wedding at midnight.
Well, we'll be 21 years November 11th.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for your wife, I wouldn't be married. So all this is your fault.
All of ours. Yeah, she did.
Yeah, you were the groomsman that everybody wanted you to walk them down the aisle. The other five just stood there, sat there and watched.
Debbie did do a good job that day, didn't she?
Where was it?
I still go.
She was taking care of Rhonda.
Now, where'd you get married?
We actually got married in our home.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
nice.
At midnight, it was kind of hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we got married at our home, and my parents weren't able to make it, so my maid of honor was sitting there holding the phone, so that my parents could hear the ceremony.
It was very nice. Six people. I mean, we
very quiet.
It was good.
I didn't get invited, but at midnight I wouldn't have been there anyway. I'd found an adult bedroom somewhere by then.
I'd be like, I think I gotta go home by now.
We were both bartenders at the time, and so we were like, "No, we can't have a big wedding." Mm-hmm. My goodness, look at the people we know. There's no way we can't afford this.
You like us? If I had an open bar, I'd still be paying the tab. I had to get a mortgage on the house or something.
Yeah.
All the drunks I knew.
All the party.
Yep.
That wasn't gonna fly. So. Larry Bigham had the best bar night he ever had.
Yes,
I never got my cut.
Well, you got Rhonda. What more would you want?
I never got my cut.
I'm sure you got some free drinks here and there. at Thursdays?
I don't know. My luck was always, even if I was out of town, I had a bar tab.
Yeah.
You used to look out for me because she and Rhonda would get going, and next thing I know, I'd be in trouble.
I just talked to him. I just called him. No, he said no more. Because I had to deal with him.
Well, thank God me and Teresa went running with y'all then. That'd be something.
Ooh, where'd y'all get married at?
We got married at Carolina Downs Golf Course.
I'll be.
How nice.
31 years ago.
In the middle of a golf game?
Right on the putting green, right off the putting green.
Excellent.
Yep. April 14th, 1990.
So you said I do as you were putting. Is that what you're telling me?
31 years.
Teresa already had a son, Michael, my oldest son, and he got loose from us during the wedding, and he ran out on the putting green, and he was taking those little things out, whipping them around, and all this kind of stuff, and he got bored of it, so he came back, and he got close to us, and Teresa's mom grabbed him and pulled him back, and I'll never forget this. He goes, "You're hurting me." It was so funny. She wouldn't let him go again.
That was the album.
That's great. Oh.
A lot of years between
31
us.
Years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
31, 21, 17.
1990. That's right, because she and Rhonda and
Teresa. Rhonda met her before that, I guess.
Yeah, they worked in the early 80s. Madeline's at Carowinds. Yeah.
Good old okay.
Reminiscing.
Yep, we'll be right back to the gardeners.
This Saturday's Outdoor Extravaganza at Nichols Store has something for the entire family. And to make sure you don't miss out on any of it, Interstate 107 will be on hand, broadcasting live from 11 until 2, talking to everyone we can about what's on hand to see and do. See you Saturday at Nichols Store.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This real estate market is hot, so don't wait on the sidelines. Get in the game while you can get top dollar for your home. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman, and I can go the extra yard helping you buy or sell your home. Contact me at Brenda.ReinhartRealty.com.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Unsure what needs to be done in your yard? Looks like more work than you want to tackle? Give us a call at 329-1080. Rolling Hills, serving the York County area for over 40 years.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. They say early birds get the worm, but not always. Several birds, like goldfinches, cardinals, and robins, are late nesters. So fill your feeders for them and their hatchlings from Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Lay back and smell the sun, warm up the Georgia pie. It's so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms out.
And we're back to the gardener's bench. This week's gone a whole lot better than last week. Last week, David wasn't here, and Matt was wigging, and Stephen was ill because he got called out of bed.
I didn't know the whole thing fall apart if I wasn't here.
Yeah,
you should have called. Evidently. We got to show up.
Yeah. It was interesting, to say the least.
The stars aligned the wrong way.
Yeah. Well, I think it was Tommy and I's fault because that whole week was a disaster. Uh-huh. They just carried it on. And this week hadn't been exactly great either, but the crises are not as severe as they were last week. Yeah. You know what I'm saying.
Yes, I do. We had Mike that helps run everything at the restaurant. He came this morning already. He was like, yesterday was just an awful day, wasn't it? I kept thinking, what else could happen? I kept thinking that. I said, well, see, that's what happened. You need to quit thinking about stuff like that. You ask what can happen. Somebody's going to show you what can happen.
Get rid of the negative ways.
That's right. You learn to keep your mouth shut after a while and not just say thank you and go on.
Sometimes it's hard to keep focused and keep positive. Yeah. You can't get hit in the stomach so many times.
Just remember, we're very fortunate for every day.
We are.
Yeah, that's absolutely the truth.
And all three of us are fortunate to have a business that's busy. And
yeah.
We're complaining about not having enough people, but you got plenty of work to do. So.
Yeah, that's the truth. We had some people sitting down watching me. We had a big delivery in Lancaster, and they were watching me. We had all like a table this big with all the stuff on it to take, and they were watching me fill it up. They said, "You busy?" I said, "Yeah, I am, and I'm trying to remember to be thankful for it as well."
That's it.
Instead of cussing.
Should.
Yep. Yeah.
One of the things I wanted to mention, we are already starting, you know, we were talking earlier about all this COVID stuff starting back up again. So we're trying to get ready for all that. So I just wanted to let our wonderful, faithful customers know that we're ramped right back up. We have DoorDash, Easy Ease. In a week or two, we'll have Chow Now. We have online ordering. Our package, we will always be open and ready to sell our package. You know, we've never changed any of the sanitary policies that we had during the last COVID outbreak. So it's already habit for our employees. So we just kept it all in place. So everything's, you know, being sanitized once an hour, everything's rocking and rolling. So we just wanted to let everybody know that we are ready for this next bout because we're seeing it a lot. Clay and I stopped at three or four different restaurants and they were closed. No indoor dining. You know, people are already shutting down. So we are very thankful, very grateful, and we're already ready to make everything.
Yeah. And people are already hoarding things again.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that
already.
Too. Yeah. Now, you mentioned a package. What package are you talking about for us?
Buying the chicken salad by the pound or the half pound, you know, the barbecue, but that cooler. Yeah. That's what we call package, is that cooler. And so we have everything ready so people can come in and grab what they need, you know, if they're uncomfortable coming into a dining room to sit down and eat. Clay's asked a couple of times, should we go to just takeout orders again? I don't think we're there yet. And our people are there, so they might as well serve you at a table as well as
give you
the stuff
to go. Well, your tables are spaced out and everything anyway.
That's right, and we have the high tops. We have the high booths so that they're COVID ready. So, yeah, we are trying to keep everything as comfortable as we can so that our customers can try to continue to go on normally.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great.
Yeah, they get stressed too.
Yep. And, you know, we've got a lot of customers that have come in and started getting the package, you know, the pound packaging of tuna or egg salad or even the chicken salad for their kids for lunch. So they're just grabbing it, and then that way they don't have to – because they're not used to their kids going to school anymore. So now they're coming in and grabbing it and getting ready for their kids' lunch. So
now, the reason I brought up the package now, the chicken salad, you've got chunky and smooth, if I remember right. Yep. Rhonda does all this. I'm just going from old memory. And pimento cheese, you got regular spicy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got I call it egg salad. She calls it deviled egg salad. Same thing, but anyway.
I forgot. My people would kill me if I did that.
I forgot. I think you got a ham salad, too.
We do. Ham salad, tuna salad.
That stuff you make there on site.
Oh, yes. Every day.
Every day it's made fresh. It's not some... ordered it from U.S. Foods or something and changed the package.
They didn't get it from Food Line and bring it over.
It didn't even get it from our company warehouse.
They make it on site every day.
Pasta salad, potato salad, coleslaw, the four different kinds of barbecue.
I forgot about the pasta and potato salad, but then the potato salad is awesome. But anyway, I'm not much on pasta salad, but I love that good potato salad. The barbecue.
Yes, sir.
We're getting close to that time of year. I love Labor Day. Barbecue in fall of the year. You got the tomato base, mustard base, vinegar base. What's the fourth one?
The blend.
Special blend.
The blend.
Clay made that up.
That's what David Rector likes right there.
It's good. It's the most popular.
You would like something called a blend.
Like a mix of stuff, yeah.
But a mixture of the other three or just two?
Well, just the two. I was actually going to do all three, and I'd let too many people taste it and said, no, I don't want to have to make another one.
You can't tell you the recipe, though.
Yeah,
piece of this and a dab of that. Okay.
We'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wylie and Rock Hill. We are your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Looking for that special plant for your fall landscaping? Come by and see some of our new plant varieties as well as the old reliables. Give us a call today at 329-1080. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
This is Debbie from Southern Salads. Score big points with your tailgate spread from Southern Salads this fall. Choose from four styles of barbecue, chicken salad, pimento cheese, meat and cheese trays, and other homemade favorites to complete your lineup. Southern Salads, your home for the best homemade chicken salad.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. They say early birds get the worm, but not always. Several birds, like goldfinches, cardinals, and robins, are late nesters. So fill your feeders for them and their hatchlings from Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Get ready to get back into the woods. Get to this Saturday's 2021 Outdoor Extravaganza at Nichols Store. Manufacturers reps will be on hand showing features and answering questions about Sad Daddy Blinds, sporting clay instruction, Sitka clothing, deer fuel, and CWP and gun safety instruction for all ages, to name a few. Look for store-wide specials at Nichols Store and lots of samples from their outdoor grills. The Outdoor Extravaganza is something you surely don't want to miss. This Saturday at Nichols Store, I-77, exit 73, Rock Hill.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench. We're getting ready to wrap up this rendition or audition or however you want to say it. Mr. Rector's off today, apparently.
Not really. I've got a trailer with some stuff on there.
I saw that, but it'll
do some outside work today.
Yeah, but you're not at the office.
But we are open 8 to 2 today, and don't freak out. Our mulches are in the back of the store now. Our bins in the front are empty because we moved the mulch to the back. So a lot of people come in and go, are y'all out of the mulch business? No, we're not. We just moved it to the back, and we're going to put rocks and stuff up front so it doesn't mess up our driveway and all that stuff. So bigger bins back there. So
people don't like change.
I know.
No, they don't.
Everybody wants change, but they want you to change.
They look so naked from the road up there. But
yeah, they
well, at least now they'll know you sell hardscapes.
Yeah.
Oh, they've always had them.
Yeah.
They do a good job with them, too.
Sell some rocks. Come on down.
You got any boulders?
Yep, we got plenty of boulders.
So I'm going to come by there Monday and look at
them. Big, little, medium, all that stuff.
We had piles of them. I don't know how we ended up with so many. And in 10 days, they all got gone.
Yeah.
These were mountains of boulders.
Yeah. You know,
And we put the locks, the accent rock kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I guess we had several of them in a row because we went through several truckloads in less than 2 weeks.
So, yeah.
I went out there yesterday. There's none there.
Where'd they go?
Well, a lot of them went on
all
one
over
job.
Rock Hill.
Anywhere to go. But anyway.
Steve's open from 8 to 3 today?
No, 9 to 3.
Oh, sorry. 9 to 3.
I'm here at 8. I can't be open at
Tommy's
8.
Probably there.
Tommy's probably there at 7. Yeah. He's still so far behind getting quotes and estimates and designs out, but he's plugging it hard. And when the lightning got us and everything got burned up and all that, he kind of got set back behind a little bit. We was kind of
wow.
Every irrigation clock we had got fried.
Oh, man.
Two weeks ago today. So, yep. Debbie, Clay,
thank you for
Debbie
having us
first
here today.
This time. Thank you for being here. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you again for sponsoring our little program here. I think we have more people listening than I think we do, which is a good thing. So, Mr. Rector,
right.
Always a pleasure, my man.
We'll see you next week
on the radio.
You've been listening to The Gardener's Bench, brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Imperial Pool and Spas, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Hallman Realtor at Reinhardt Realty, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. Join us every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for The Gardener's Bench with Steve Crump and David Rector. Heard every week on WRHI, FM 100.1, AM 1340, and worldwide on WRHI.com.